Monday through Friday, daily devotional. We are going to go back to Genesis 15 verse 6 again. As the scripture says, "And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." And there's so much in this scripture that I cannot simply ignore. And because we are going to see the theological perspective on this scripture, there is a question that I want to ask from you. Did the faith of Abraham made him to believe in the Lord? My friend, if that is so, then Abraham had something to boast of his faith. Beloved, Abraham had faith to believe because he was regenerated first. Then all the glory goes to the Lord. Now, what comes first? Is it faith or regeneration? Many will say faith comes first, then regeneration. The word regeneration means born again. So, this is theologically incorrect. It's not faith, but regeneration comes first. This is the historical, biblical position, but since lately, there are many churches are shifting towards a man-centered gospel. Let us see the scriptural evidence, and we need to go to the very basic, foundational truths of God's word. Genesis 2:17 says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat, thou shalt surely die." Now this is a foundational scripture, Genesis 2:17. God said, the day you're going to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you are surely going to die. When man sinned against the infinitely holy God, there was not only physical death, but also spiritual death. Now, what is spiritual death? It means you are dead to spiritual things. You may be physically alive, you are separated from Almighty God, and you are dead to spiritual things. When they are spiritually dead, they cannot understand spiritual things. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him." When Adam sinned against God, he did not break his little finger and had a fall. Neither Adam was spiritually sick. Many pastors and evangelists say that man is spiritually sick. There is not one scripture to support this, but it says man is spiritually dead. Ephesians 2:1 says, "And you hath he quickened, you were dead in trespasses and sins." Dead in trespasses and sins. Doesn't say sick. Ephesians 2:5 says, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." The Bible says salvation is a God. Jonah did not go to a theological school, but learn humility in the belly of a fish, that salvation is of the Lord. Now, how can a physically alive but spiritually dead person hear and understand the gospel? The first initiative is from God, as God is the author of salvation. God makes a dead person alive. This is regeneration. The word regeneration means to generate new, means to be born again. Now, who gives the spiritual birth? Do dead men have faith? No, it is God the Holy Spirit that makes the dead man alive. John 1 verse 13 says, "Which you were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." You're born of God. That is born from heaven. It's a heavenly calling. It's a heavenly birth. So the fallen man was dead in sins, and now by grace, God's grace, he can have a spiritual birth. How does the spiritual birth happen? It happens by God's word alone. The word of God has the power to bring the spiritually dead person alive. I'm going to give an example. Remember, Genesis 1:2 says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light." There is power in God's word. As God commanded for light to shine out of darkness. So unbelievers who are spiritually dead are in darkness. 2 Corinthians 2, 4-6 says, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So it is the power of God that can make the unbeliever to be born again. Now let us see another example. Remember in John chapter 11, we see the story of Lazarus who was dead for 4 days. The dead men don't have any faith. You can preach the gospel to a dead man, but he's still dead unless God commands the dead man to rise from the dead. Jesus commanded the dead man Lazarus to come forth. In verse 43, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And the dead man came forth. My friend, there's power in the word of God. The same God's word that commanded light to shine out of darkness commanded Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, to come forth. There's power in the gospel of God. We are murderers, thieves, adulterers, prostitutes, drug addicts, alcoholics. Such men doesn't have faith, yet God's word is mighty powerful to break open their hearts for the gospel. Then how does repentance come? Once God opens the heart of the sinner, then the sinner realizes how deeply he had offended God, and there's a deep sorrow of sin, and the sinner is given the faith to repent his or her sins. First God gives them a new heart, and then there is repentance. Repentance is to have sorrow of your sins and to turn away from your sins. The Bible says repentance is godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians 17 says, "For godly sorrow produces a repentance that leads to salvation. Ungodly man cannot repent." First, the ungodly man needs to be born again of the Spirit of God. Once you have a new heart, then there is faith to believe in God and repent. The spiritual birth is not of ourselves, by God's grace alone. As Ephesians 2:5 says, "When we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. For grace you are saved." Ephesians 2:8 says, "For grace you are saved through faith, and that is not of yourself, it is the gift of God." My friend, so Abraham believed in God and accounted him for righteousness because Abraham was born again first. Then what about inviting sinners to Jesus? Yes, we are responsible to invite all sinners to the cross. We don't know who is going to be saved. Only by the Spirit of God they are saved. But as Christians, we are called to preach the gospel to all the families of the earth and invite all to the cross. Our job is to preach the gospel and allow God to do the work of salvation. We are only His instruments. We need to call men, women and children to repent. We are to tell them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of their sins. The gospel message is free for all. We need to preach all to call upon the name of the Lord. As Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." First, God regenerates the person. Whosoever here, during that time, when apostles' time, there were only two groups of people, Jew or the Gentile. How do I know that? Because Romans chapter 10 verse 12. That's why context is so important. Romans 10:12 says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." So beloved, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It means whether you are Jew or Gentile, no matter where you are, what country you are from, and once you are regenerated, and when God gives a new heart to you, that's the time you will call upon the name of the Lord. That's the time you will repent. That's the time you will pray to the living God. Oh, what a God we have. Its salvation is all of grace. There's nothing that we, not even a dot of praise goes to man. Everything goes to God alone. Salvation is of God alone. Salvation is all a God, because in Christ Jesus we are complete. In Colossians 2:10 says, "And you are complete in Him. That is, in Christ we are complete in Him. Okay, there's nothing that we can bring to the cross to show, here is what I have done. It is my faith that I am saved. It is because I am a good person. Oh, what kind of faith did you have? Absolutely rotten to the core, full of sin, a dead man's bones, and rotten faith cannot save anybody. Only the blood of Jesus Christ, only the righteousness of Christ, only the holiness of Christ, only Christ's work on the cross can save us. So in Christ we are complete in Him. Give all the glory and honor to God. Let us adore Him. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of God.